Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's show. Yes, I took a couple of weeks off and got some rest, and I'm back rejuvenated, and I'm getting ready to go again, and I'll tell you more about that in a few moments.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
This evening for a special reason. I want to thank all the people who not just wanted to listen to the show, they just did not want to be my friend on Facebook. They did not just want to follow me on Twitter. They did not just want to like my fan page, be my connection on LinkedIn, and be my follower on Pinterest and Instagram. But they stepped up to the plate, and they wanted to make a commitment to the breakfast feeding program that has been founded through the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is my nonprofit. And thanks to the 31 donors, we have collected a whopping $1,720. And because of their generosity, on September the 3rd, 2014, we will be serving the first set of breakfasts at the Carmel All-Age School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's okay to be friends. It's okay to like. But there are times when you're called to action. And again, I honor the 31 people who step up to the plate and help us to reach that number. And I know that there are many more to come, and I'm just going to go ahead and thank you even before you click the donate button, because I know that each and every one of you who are listening, you can afford $5. $5 will help us to feed 3 kids. So if $5 is what you can give, I will appreciate that as well. I want to reach out to you to connect with me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com, Dynamic Daphne, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson. And also mark my show page here on the radio to be a friend. This way, and if you mark the show favorite, you will be informed for each episode to know who it is that we will have on. Tonight's conversation will be Promises We Can Live Our Lives By. Promises We Can Live Our Lives By. And before I get into that conversation, I want to encourage you all to call in. The number is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And one more public service announcement. If you are listening and you know this lady, Evelyn Dawes, and years ago she lived in Yonkers, New York. She worked as an LPN, and she worked with Carmen Johnson. Carmen used to live in Queens. They worked as a nurse together. So Evelyn's husband's name is Jack. Well, Carmen has been trying to reach you or anyone who knows where you are. And I promise her today that I will announce it on the radio. So if you or anyone that you know Evelyn Dawes, she was from Jamaica, West Indies. She lived in Yonkers, New York. She worked as an LPN years ago with one Carmen Johnson. Carmen now resides in Florida, but Carmen is trying to find her old friend, and she says, I'll do anything to find her. So if you know an Evelyn Dawes, or if you are an Evelyn Dawes, why don't you call me in here to the show, or you can call my number 203-794-6208, and leave a message there if you know Evelyn or if you are Evelyn, and I will connect you with Carmen. So, and her husband's name again is Jack. Jack Dawes. All right, so that was my public service announcement. I mentioned at the top of the hour that I'll be running off again. I am running to Jamaica because I've lost one of my cousins died suddenly. So I want to go to Jamaica for that memorial service. And also I need to go to Jamaica to launch the breakfast feeding program as well. So I'll be down there for two reasons. So keep my family in your prayers and keep the project in your prayers as well. So with that being said, we are going to talk about promises that we can live our lives by. We live in a world full of turmoil, worry, and disaster. And we have the responsibility to surround ourselves and protect ourselves with the right energy and the right spirit. And this is what we will be talking about on this during this conversation. We cannot leave our well-being, whether it is our spiritual health, our mental health, or our physical health. We cannot leave that up to the whim and fancy of somebody else. We are responsible for all aspects of our lives. And we cannot just get up and expect things to happen. We have to put things into a plan, an action plan, to make sure that we get the results that we are looking for. And our spiritual life is no different from our business life and our family life and our personal and our intimate life. We, especially as women, we have a lot of roles that we need to play. And as we put this plan into action, not only are we putting it for ourselves, but those of us who have significant others and we have children, we will be putting the same plan in place for them as well. So why don't we begin? And as I start to work these through, I know that you will have your own, and by all means, go ahead and insert that in there. So it simply means when I'm through with my numbers, you will probably have a lot more than I have mentioned, because you're going to go ahead and insert the things that you have committed to over the years. All right, so let's begin. You know, whether or not we are religious, we know that there is a superior being, and we all call this superior being by different names. For me, my superior being is God, and you can identify what or who your superior being is. And the first promise I speak over my life most days, I'm not going to say all day, because sometimes I skip a day or so because I'm not perfect, but I focus on doing it as often as I possibly can. And the first thing I do every day, I make a declaration that God's incredible blessing will be all over my life today. No matter what I encounter, no matter what darts are thrown at me, because I make this declaration and I have his blessing will protect me. And I tell you, the past 3 weeks of August here, from August 2nd through the 22nd, was one of those things where from every direction I could look at, there were darts being thrown at me. And had I not been declaring these blessings and these protection over my life, I would not have been here sharing this with you. But I am so thankful that when you prepare, you don't really need to know why you are preparing. You just go ahead and prepare. And trust me, it works out, because during this time, when I was going through this dart-throwing marathon, one person that I know called me and he said to me, I don't know why, but I just want you to know that I am praying for you, because I woke up this morning and just felt led to pray for you. And you might be doing the same thing for somebody, or somebody might be doing it for you. But I think that this is the reason why God have me doing this episode here today, because there's someone out there who needs to hear that so that they can hold their faith. The second truth that I speak, truth or promise or declaration, whatever word you want to choose, it's the same thing. Over my life is God's faithfulness. No matter what, I know he's going to come through for me. It doesn't matter how dark the valleys are. I know, like I know my name, that he comes through for me. For some people, it might be a bill to be paid. It might be meals on the table. It might be the gas tank is on empty, and you're thinking, where am I going to get the next gallon of gas to do what I need to do? It could be anything, but so long as you are speaking God's faithfulness over your life, nothing will be able to prevent that blessing from coming to you. God is faithful, and he is not going to let us suffer. He is nearer than your spouse. He's closer to you than your children. He's closer to you than your parents. He is always there, and all we need to do is to call on him and thank him for all that he has done. Thank him, because too often we forget all the many things that he has done for us. So, it's our responsibility. Call these things forth that we need for ourselves. We can actually journal these things, and a lot of people ride the bus or the train to work, and that's the time when you can speak those things into being, because you're not concentrating on the road driving. A lot of people I know, they travel over 30 minutes one way to go to work via the train. And you can use that time on the train real productive and speak all the promises and declaration that you want over your life. And just position yourself. You might be going through all the challenges that you could ever imagine on the job. And I tell you something, you can soften up that thing once you step through that door. But you have to speak the result into being that you are looking for. The third thing I do is that I ask that I will experience grace. You know, as human beings, sometimes we become so hard on ourselves and on other people, and we don't remember that five-letter word, grace. You know, God gives us grace, and yet we are afraid to embrace it and take it, and we are so afraid of giving grace to others. Well, I know that when I do remember to speak grace into my life and to be graceful towards myself, it is not challenging for me to pass on grace to other people that I may encounter each and every day. I know when I'm in optimum benefit of grace, I feel power. You know, I have strength. It gives me determination. Nothing I face is too much for me to handle. I know that I will overcome every obstacle. And I will overcome all the challenges that might be in front of me, and also all the obstacles that I will face. The next thing I do is that I said to myself, I know that today I have a plan to do XYZ. However, I want to put myself into second place, and I want to invite God forth to give me the guidance to manifest that which He wants me to manifest today. So I have my plan, but God's plan supersedes my plan. And you need to be humble, and you need to always remember that God's plan are supposed to overpass your plan, because His plans are much more in sync with that which He wants us to accomplish in our lives. His plan will allow us not to miss any opportunities. His plan will always help us not to waste any time, because I know from personal and past experiences that the times when I do not listen to what my heart tells me, I always go down the wrong path. So we must know when it is that ego is speaking and when it is our authentic voice is speaking, our uniqueness is speaking into accepting that which God has called us to do. And the next thing that I enjoy declaring is that I am so grateful for who God is in my life. You know, it does not matter what I do. It doesn't matter how much I messed up. God is always here. You know, we are all like prodigal son. You remember when the prodigal son returned and the father killed the fattened calf and have a big party? Well, the other people were also up in up in arms about why is he doing for this boy who has already, you know, wasted and squandered all his money. And it's the same thing with you and I. We must allow God to bring forth in us that which He wants for us to accomplish. The next thing is that We ought to be grateful for who God is in our lives. You know, it doesn't matter what job we hold, and it really and truly doesn't matter whether or not you have ever gone into a church. I know that I am the church, and everywhere I go, people are looking at me. It is good when we fellowship, but we are the church, and we always have to live a life that will please our Father and allow our Father to be proud of the job that we are doing. We are touching the lives of other people, and we are enhancing his work. You know, you and I might be the only God that some will see. A lot of people is waiting until they die to go to heaven to see God. Heaven is right here. Every day you look and you see God in the eyes of the people you pass on the street. And if we begin to do things that way, then we are going to be much more beneficial to other human beings. I just got me a sip of water. All right. The next promise you can live your life by, and you don't have to be bending out of shape, is to know that it doesn't matter how you messed up and what you do, God is never going to walk out on you. He's not going to divorce you. He's not going to kick you to the curb. He is always there to help you to the next level, to the next run in your life. It might be like a ladder you're climbing, and he's there standing behind every rung that you climb up in case you slip and fall back. He is there to catch us. And isn't that an amazing thing? You know, not very many people can say those things of their biological parents. But here we are, and we know that God Almighty will never leave us to suffer. Never under any circumstances will he leave us to suffer. We also must speak the truth of having a legacy of faith over our lives. If you are a parent, it is important that your kids notice you practicing regular spirituality. You need to set the grounds for them. And when they grow up, at least they will have something to draw from. Yes, they probably will grow up and they will take an entire different path. However, you need to let them have a core, a base on what you believe in, what you have your family involved in. Because if you do not, that will leave them all confused. So that's an important truth that you need to speak over your life. And once they see you consistent with something, it might be praying together as a family. It might be blessing the food or just having family conversations. Those are powerful truths that every family needs to practice each and every day. And I can tell you that the children who pick these things up, when you go to their homes as grandparents, you will be saying, oh, I am so proud of little Susan and little Johnny. Because you notice the man and the woman they have grown into, and a lot of the family rituals they are still embracing. And I know that is the dream of each and every parent who is listening to this show, regardless of how old your kids are. I know a lot of families, the kids are not participating in their spiritual practices because they have too much religion in it, and the young people are afraid of that. So speak your truth openly. Allow them to make their decision, but don't just sit on the fence and say you do not like that or you do not like this. You know, find something that you believe in and get the rest of your family to be involved in that. So, you know, once we declare that we will have a legacy, there it's going to be a great blessing for the entire family members, everybody in your family will be benefiting from that. And I have to tell you, you know, most of the time, mothers, we are the ones who have to take the leap on this, because some of the fathers, they're not into that. They just leave it with you. So you do what you have to do, but I can tell you that later on, they are going to be so converted because they're going to notice a difference in you. So you'll have to pass that on. The next thing, the next promise that we can speak in our life is that God has a great plan for our lives. And isn't that amazing? A lot of times, because we are so busy, we really don't get any time to be part of the plan that God has for us, because we are too busy doing our own thing. We are so busy doing our own thing until we miss what Daddy has for us. And it is like Christmas time, you know, you work up your anticipation for Christmas morning to see what it is that you're going to be getting. And voila, when it's open, it's exactly what you wanted. However, had you gone the night before to open the package, you would no longer be surprised when it was open, because you would have seen what is in the package. So you have to protect yourself, protect what you believe in, your values, your morals. Stand for what you believe in. And if you are in company and something is going on that is against your better judgment, you got to know that it is time to move on. God has given each and every one of us a plan for our lives. Somebody is saying, what? I've never gone to church. I've never been baptized. I've never this. I've never that. All those things are excuses, because all of the things I just mentioned has nothing to do with living a Christ-like life. A Christ-like life. So just know where you stand. Believe in what you stand, and know that it does not matter how long it takes, is that God has a plan for our lives. And if we allow him, it will take place. We just need to be patient, and being quiet plays a very important role as well. There are some of us, we spend so much time talking or watching TV or listening music. We don't spend any time quiet, in a quiet, peaceful setting, because a quiet, peaceful setting is the time when we receive all the downloads that we can get from the universe. So if you are someone that holds yourself on a tight rope and you are not getting personal time, be sure to start doing that right now. Okay, I want to play a word from our sponsor. Word from our sponsor. In the meantime, you can call in if you're in the chat room. The number to call in is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. And I want to remind you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Dynamic Daphne, on Facebook.com/DynamicDaphne. On LinkedIn, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. On the end of October, I will be rolling out some new coaching packages. And if you have been listening to my radio show since we started, or we have gone over into our 70 years now, if you have been listening for a while, I want you to message me here on this Blog Talk Radio platform, because there's a survey that I want to get into the hands of my listeners and supporters, because I want to have your input into some programs that I am working on and putting together. Okay? So join me on Twitter again, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. And I want you to check my website out, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, because come the end of October, I'll be rolling out some new coaching packages, and I want to pick the brains of all my supporters and listeners and to get your input into what I am doing. All right. Continuing the conversation, if you are just joining us, today's conversation is promises we can live our lives by. Promises we can live our lives by. So call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. You can call in at any time to be part of this conversation. The other thing I have affirmed or spoke over my life that you can do is to say it doesn't matter how long, you know that there's some dreams that you have come into this world to fulfill or to make happen or to manifest. And there's many of us who sometimes make a temporary detour. And if that's you, it's okay, so long as you acknowledge and turn around and come back to that which you are called to do. God's dream for our life is coming to pass. Yes. I love this one, especially when I'm working on something and I'm having a struggle. I begin to affirm God's presence in my life and also affirm the result, the end result of that which I am looking for. The next thing I want to share is that every moment of my life, there are unexpected miracles that are taking place in my life. And you can do the very same. You know, don't wake up every day expecting the same thing. You must allow the supernatural to find you some extra things, and you believe that there are going to be unexpected blessings that you will experience today. Each and every day, there will be extra blessings that is going to come my way. There are going to be so many blessings that I will not be able to contain it. And you can do the very same, because that which you speak will come into being. And that which you speak is that which you believe in. So it doesn't matter what you are looking at in front of you. You don't need to believe it. Don't allow your circumstances to illustrate or define what your future will be. You got to see it and know that regardless of what you are looking on now, it's temporary. And you know that that which God has brought you in this world for is going to come true. It will come true no matter what. And this is a great phrase for me. I just love it. No matter what, I will always experience the highest experience for my greater good. And you need to speak that into being as well for yourself. It's 646-915-8166 is the telephone number you can call to join this conversation. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. You know that once you turn your life over to God, things can start to escalate in your life. So if you are experiencing a dull or lethargic life, you can also speak in your life that you know that God's will accelerate your plan in your life. So once you speak these things and you begin to believe these things, then these things start to happen. These things start to happen. And before long, you are experiencing this amazing result that you will want. I want to read something from one of my favorite authors here. And it is about accelerating. I declare that God will accelerate his plan for my life as I put my trust in him. I will accomplish my dreams faster than I thought possibly. I will not take I will not take years to overcome an obstacle. To get out of debt or to meet the right person, God is doing things faster than before. He will give me victory sooner than I think. He has a blessing that will entrust me, that will trust me years ahead, in my declaration. So I wanted to share that to you because it's very important in knowing that it does not matter what we do, we have a partner. I have a partner, you have a partner, and this partner turns up all the time, and he is right there. You know, he is so faithful that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. Because I honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. Telling you, it works. You know, everything works. We just need to work it. And we must believe in it. One truth I know is that I am special and extraordinary in all aspects of my life. I'm also authentic and unique. There is none other like me. And when I speak this truth in my life, I don't really have the time to start to compare and to watch what others are doing because I am solid where I am and I can focus on doing that which I am called to do. You know, I am not average because guess what? God does not make average people. You know, I am a superstar in everything I do and so are you. You need to find the adjectives that best describe who you are and use those to describe you in your everyday life. You just need to speak your truth. Don't allow anybody to shut you up about that. Speak your truth in every way because this is what will help you to, as the young people say, pump up the volume. Again, the number to call, if you're in the chat room and you have a question or you have a feedback, please welcome to call right now. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So give us a call right now to be part of this conversation. One of the other things, and this particular one took me a while to get into. It's after many, many, many lessons learned. This one will apply to most people when it comes to relationships, because people will be in relationships that is not working. And they sit there and they forget that everything has a time and a season. And I need to remind myself that every day. And when I started doing that, the next thing that I started doing automatically was focusing on the present moment, doing the best I can right now for every person I meet. Knowing that the only thing I am sure about is this present. And once I began working like that, I do not have any regrets because I am giving this moment my everything. God is bringing about new season of growth in our lives each day. And we have to acknowledge that and remember that, because if we don't, we keep hanging on to all the rotted stuff that we've been carrying around for years. So we got to let go and let God just follow through on that which he wants us to do, and we are going to be getting the best results ever. All right, 646-915-8166. Now, this one that I, this word that, this promise that I speak over my life is one of the most powerful ones. Years ago, I began using this truth, and I must tell you, I don't use these in the order like I'm telling you. Sometimes I interchange things. However, this was a big one for me when I started speaking, and I made that commitment and that promise to myself that each and every word that comes out of my mouth will be a word that will bless the life of the next person, regardless of their color, regardless of their culture and ethnicity or sexual orientation. It really does not matter. But you have to speak that promise that you will also bless them with your words. You know, we live in the digital era, and a lot of people are writing emails and tweets and messages when they're angry. And it's the worst thing you can do, because tomorrow when the sun is up again, you're going to be sorry that you did that. So why not just focus on relaxing and set your intentions to serve a certain amount of people and to bless them. It might be a handshake, a hug, a smile. I know that a person's name is the most important thing in their life. So why not go ahead and start practicing from now and know that, would I like that word to be used to me? And if you get the answer no, you got to begin to watch the ways that you are doing things. Because our words are supposed to bless people, not hurt them or harm them. And as I say, each and every one of us needs to make the promise for ourselves. Okay, moving right along. You know that one of the things that I continuously affirm is that I do have a sound mind. And God knows sometimes what's going on around me. It is so chaotic, but I have to keep telling myself that I have a sound mind. And nothing, absolutely nothing, will disturb my mind. And I have to constantly remind myself about this, that nothing, absolutely nothing, will take me off my target mark of keeping a sound mind. I declare that I have a sound mind filled with good thoughts, not thoughts of defeat. By faith, I am well able and I am anointed. I am equipped. I am empowered. My thoughts are guided by God's word every day. And no obstacles can defeat me because my mind is programmed for victory. You have to just learn to call the things out the way that you want them. We cannot wait on somebody else. A lot of times somebody say, but I told that person to do for me, and I told that person. No, it is our responsibility. It's your responsibility. So don't pan it off to somebody else. You can just focus on it and do it for yourself. One of the promises that I speak over my life is that no matter what I am going through, I am going to be very sensitive to the needs of those around me. In other words, we have to be our brother's keepers. We must be our brother's keeper. Sometimes you encounter things that's happening and you know it's against the law. And you close your eyes and you leave. And then for 2 weeks you're still wondering. You shouldn't have to do that. You need to take action. And just follow through on that which you are called to do. You know, some people are mandated reporter and all of that, and they struggle with that. However, each and every one of us, we have to do that which we know is the right thing to do so we don't live with any regrets. You know, we got to be sensitive to the needs of people around you. You know, yesterday we were at an event and a lady tripped and fell. And she was lying on the ground and all the men stood around looking. And I had to yell at one of them, help her up. And, you know, he just stood there looking. And it astonishes you, people's reaction to things. So you must live as somebody who will take the opportunity to heal the world if it needs healing. Might be to heal your family or your community. Just listen for the call and step out there when you are called to do this. Don't allow anyone to place anything in your hand that you are not called to do. Claire, I will put actions behind my faith. I will not be a passive or indifferent. I will demonstrate my faith by taking bold steps toward moving that God has put in my heart. My faith will not be hidden. It will be seen. I know when God sees my faith, he will show up and do amazing things in my life. You know, I am here to tell you, faith is the best thing that we all have, because if we believe, we will receive. It doesn't say receive and then believe. It says believe and then receive. And it all depends on you. So whatever it is that you have, you can have a lot more. Whatever it is that you want, you just need to be thankful for it. And once you are thankful for it and you believe you receive it, then it is going to come to you. I speak the promise that my breakthrough is right here, right now. It could be a breakthrough from low cash, slow business, bad health, relationship issues, whatever it is, you must declare that your breakthrough is here right now. See it and claim it. See it and claim it. No matter what is happening, you can see it and you can claim it. Yes, and that song was from a lady I met through my coach. And I decided to play that song because that song is like another promise that you can speak over your life, you know, and that you can live by. Some people live by affirmation, some by song, some by prayers, through meditation, whatever it is. So you find out the things that work for you and stay true to those things and keep speaking them and keep believing them, that these things will happen in your life. You know, I was sharing something with a lady, and she said, "Oh, those people will drive you crazy." I said, "No, those people allow for me to flex my tolerance muscles. Flex my tolerance muscles." And that's what happened. I said to her, "No, no, no. I am not under any circumstances give anybody the authority over me to drive me crazy. I am not going to do that." And she said, "Oh my God, that's a good way to look at it." I said, regardless of how challenging what they are doing is to me, I'm not going to let them drive me crazy. It will give me more tolerance. I flex my tolerance muscles, and I will build my tolerance muscles. And she said, "That's something that I am going to adopt." You know, there are times when you look at your life and you think that everything that can go wrong is going wrong in your life. And although that might be what is happening at that particular time, you must wake up and not allow that to be your reality anymore. And you have to see your breakthrough right now. Call each struggle as it is and see the breakthrough coming through right now for it. I know this is what is happening now. However, my breakthrough for this is here right now. And I am enjoying the benefits of the breakthrough. I thank you, Father. I thank you, God. I thank you for the results that I am experiencing right now. I know that times when I do that and I can feel a big gush, like a faucet just gush water out. And there are times when I feel that heat in my body, and I know that something is happening, and I can experience tears running down my face. And I said, "Yes, I just received the healing and the breakthrough what I needed for this situation right here." And when I tell you, I'm telling you from personal experience, when I tell you that God is faithful, I know he is, because every aspect of my life, he has been faithful morning, noon, and night. The favors come flooding down like a burst of river. You know, after rain, it's like a fall, that after the rain, the flow of the water is so profuse that you can just feel it. And I tell you, you have to speak these things in your life that you can start to feel all of those things and experience each and every one of them. Our phone lines are still open, 646-915-8166. I declare there is an anointing of ease on my life. God is going before me, making crooked place right. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I will not continually struggle. What used to be difficult will not be difficult anymore. God's favor and blessing on my life is lightening the load and taking the pressure off of me. This is my declaration today. I declare that I am calm and peaceful. I will not let people or circumstances upset me. I will rise above all and every difficulty, knowing that God has given me the power to remain calm. I choose to live my life happy, bloom where I am planted, and let God fight my battles. This is my declaration for my life. Yes, 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 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Let us hear from you. Type in the box below and I will read it. I declare God's supernatural favor over my life. What I could not make happen on my own, God will make happen for me. Supernatural opportunities, healing, restoration, and breakthroughs are coming my way. I am getting stronger, healthier, and wiser. I will discover talents that I didn't know I had, and I will accomplish my God's given dream. This is my declaration. Yes. Today I declare I will live victoriously. I was created in the image of God. I have the DNA of a winner. I am wearing a crown of favor. Royal blood flows through my veins. I am the head, never the tail, above and not beneath. I will live with purpose, passion, and praise, knowing that I was destined to live in victory. This is my declaration. This is my declaration. This is my declaration. I am declaring that I am a people builder. I will look for opportunities to encourage others to bring out their best in every way and help them to be empowered and to accomplish their dreams. I will speak words of faith and victory, affirming them, approving them, letting them know they are valued. I will call out their seeds of greatness, helping them to rise higher and become all that God has created them to be. You know, and you can create your own declarations too and your own promises to live your life by. As I declare, I will speak only positive words of faith and victory over myself, my family, my pets, my future. I will not use any words to describe the situation. I will use my words to change my situation. I will call in favor, good breaks, healing, and restoration. I will not talk to God about how big my problems are. I will talk my problem about how big God is. This is my declaration. I declare I will not just survive, I will thrive. I will prosper despite every difficulty that may come my way. I know every setback is a setup for a comeback. I will not get stagnant, give up on my dreams, or settle where I am. I know one touch of God's favor can change everything. I am ready for a year of blessing and a year of thriving. This is my declaration. I promise I will choose faith over fear. I will meditate on what is positive and what is good about my situation. I will use my energy not to worry, but to choose. Fear has no part in my life. I will not dwell on negative encouragement, discouraging thoughts. My mind is set on what God says about me. I know His plan for me is for success, victory, abundance. This is my declaration. This promise I speak over my life, knowing I am equipped for every good work God has planned for me. I am anointed and empowered by the Creator of the universe. Every bondage, every limitation is being broken off me. This is my time to shine. I will rise higher, overcoming every obstacle, and experience victory like never before. This is my declaration. Promise I make over my life that I will ask God for big things in my life. I will pray bold prayers and expect big and believe big. I will ask God to bring to pass those hidden dreams that are kept in my heart. If certain promises don't look like they will happen, I will not be intimidated and give up. I will pray with boldness, expecting God to show himself strong, knowing that nothing is too difficult for him. This is my declaration. Claire, God is working all things together for my good. He has a master plan for my life. There may be things I don't understand right now, but I am not worried. I know all the pieces aren't here yet. One day it will all come together and everything will make sense. I will see God's amazing plan taking me places I never dreamed of. This is my declaration. I declare God is going before me, making crooked paths straight. He has already lined up the right people, the right opportunities, and the solution to problems I haven't had. No person, no sickness, no disappointment can stop his plan that he promised will come to pass. This is my declaration. I declare everything that doesn't line up with God's vision for my life is subject to change. Sickness, trouble, lack, mediocrity are not permanent. They are only temporary. I will not be moved by what I see, but by what I know. I am a victor and not a victim. I will become all God created me to be, and this is my declaration. The final promise that I want to speak over your life and over my life that we can continue to live by is the promise to always pay it forward. Find something that you can support. It might be a non-profit or any other causes, or you yourself can find something locally that you can pay it forward to. Find someone who is less fortunate than you are and do something that make a difference. It might be reading to the elderly, might be shopping for the elderly, it might be cooking a meal for the elderly. Make that promise over your life that you will do something for somebody else and not get paid for it. So you're going to solve a problem and add value to somebody else's life, and you are not going to collect a paycheck for doing so. So what it is that you can pay it forward with? There are many, many, many things out there. And if you don't see anything that touches your heart, I challenge you to do something for yourself. Start something that will make a difference in somebody's life. Not because you're going to be getting a lot of accolades for it, however, because it will allow you to make a difference in the life of somebody else. I am looking for a few people who are interested in making a difference in somebody's life, and you can email me at anewdaytvshow@gmail.com, anewdaytvshow@gmail.com, and you can put radio announcement in the subject line, And I'll give you more detailed in the email what that is about. We are looking for a few stories. If you are looking to promote your business to the world, if you have an internet business or you have service that you deliver via Skype or any digital format, we can be of service to you by promoting your business here on the radio. And also, we have a TV show too. So message us and let us talk about that. There is a lot that we can do. You know, each of us have amazing lives that we live, and sometimes we tend to isolate ourselves from the rest of the community instead of reaching out to make a difference in somebody else's life. You know, all you probably need to do to make a difference is to speak a couple words of encouragement to someone. You know, everybody say, I don't have any money. It doesn't take money to do everything. Some things, yes, but a lot of times it just, all that is needed for you is to carve out a few hours a week or a few hours a month that you can really spend time with somebody and talk to them and show them how much you appreciate them and help them to turn their life around regardless of what their situation is. I want you today, as you compile promises that you can put in your life and live a more enhanced and enriched life, I want to challenge you to find five people that you can help to make a difference in their lives. And find out, the five people might not want the same thing, but you can encourage them to do something, and you can help to make that difference. A lot of times I notice that people just want somebody to hold their hand in the beginning, and just, it's like a baby that is walking, and they just want to balance to make that first step. And this is what we need to do with the people we are working with, is to hold their hands and give them an opportunity to start where they are, and we encourage them and cheer them along so that they can give birth to that which they are impregnated with. Let us be our brother's keeper. Let us be our sister's keeper. Each one teach one. Each one touch one. And before you know it, we will be living in a life, we will be living a life that is fully empowered. And we will be in a world that is fully empowered, where each one will take one that to help them to enhance their lives and to make it be a richer, richer, richer life. Again, I reach out to you and ask you to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. Visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and fill out the mailing list there. Once you fill that out, you will be getting some free gifts sent out to you. And on Facebook.com, like my fan page there as well. And also the National Association of Professional Women, Litchfield County Chapter. We need your support there. We are looking for a few energetic people. So we are looking to get that up and running. So we meet the third Tuesdays of each month at the Litchfield Inn. And again, if you live in Yonkers or anywhere in New York and you know a lady by the name of Evelyn Dawes. Evelyn Dawes. And she used to work as a nurse, and she worked with Carmen Johnson some years ago. Carmen is needing to find her. So you can, if you know this person or if you are that person and you are listening, I ask that you reach out to me. Send me a message here, or you can send me a message, dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you can message me right here on the radio platform and just put Carmen's friend in the subject line. Her husband's name is Jack Dawes. Jack Dawes and Evelyn Dawes, and they lived in Yonkers, New York, many, many years ago. And her friend Carmen, who worked with her when she was a nurse, is looking for her and wants to find her. So anybody know about her, their whereabout, or anything like that, I ask that you reach out to us. All right, one more bit of information. I mentioned that I was going away. Well, you all know for a couple of years now I've been collecting monies for the breakfast feeding program in Jamaica, West Indies. And God has blessed us that 31 donations totaling $1,720 has been collected. And we are on our way to go to Jamaica to launch the breakfast feeding program. The first batch of breakfast will be cooked on September the 3rd at the Carmel School. It is not too late. You can still donate, and you can go to gofundme.com/1g/1g4m38. Again, GoFundMe, GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com/1g4m38. And that's where you can click on that link and you can give your monies. I want to just read something for you about this program here, and I want, because some people have not yet visited the site, and I want to go there, and have you, again, the link is www.gofundme.com/1g4m38. And that's what I'm looking for you to support. So please, even $5 will be something, can help us reach our target goal for what we are looking to do here. And to feed these children, to feed the children. Okay, I was trying to find, all right, let me do it this way. Maybe that's the way to get what I am looking for. Sometimes these technology have you going all over the place. I can't find what I am looking for. All right, so now here it goes. Sometimes our past calls us back to it so that we might make a difference in the lives of the future generations who walk the path we once walked. I grew up in Jamaica, West Indies, and went to school at the Carmel Primary School. I can recall going to school each day, and my breakfast was a piece of yam or dumpling from the previous night's dinner, heated on wood fire. My hot drink was either hot cow's milk or goat milk or some heated cane juice and my father made on his wooden mill. I lost my mother at age 13, and the Carmel Primary School became my refuge and nurtured me through this loss. I was one of the lucky ones. At 15, I went to sit the Jamaica local exams. I finished school and moved to the U.S. in 1985 to continue pursuing my dreams. Through the years, my home has always been in my heart. And in 2012, when I visited my old school, my heart sank to see that many of the students arrive to school hungry each day. They sit through morning classes with their stomachs growling, unable to concentrate and fully integrate what is being taught because their bodies need that morning nourishment. I felt deeply guided to make sure that these students were nourished. I knew that this was one difference I could make, and I told Principal Vendolyn Richards that I would do whatever I could to make sure that every child would be able to begin the day nourished 5 days a week. The children are in such a critical time of their cognitive development. The body and brain need nourishment every day. And if a child's brain never developed fully because it didn't get the nutrients it needed early in life, the effort of hunger-related delays will remain for the rest of their lives. This is the opportunity to literally nourish the growing minds and bodies of the next generation. Give them a chance to reach their fullest potential. Yes, I wanted to read that for you so you could hear a little bit more about what it is that I founded the nonprofit to do down there in Jamaica. It's only I think 159 students that are at the school, and we are committed to feeding them. Then we are going to move into phase two of the program, which will be to empower the parents to grow the produce, to supply the kitchen instead of going to the farmer's market to buy the produce, and they could sell the excess themselves at the farmer's market and get some money. And the third phase of the project will be to build a cafeteria. And I'm asking for not only for your money, but I'm asking for your prayers and other resources of ideas, material, utensils, everything that you have that you know will help us to make a difference at that school. I ask that you support us, and we ask that you will help us to make that dream come true. I am reaching out to you, and I am asking you to help me to spread the word. I am not in this together. I am greatly depending on you, because the lives of those children depends on you. I don't know whether or not if you have ever been hungry. I have been hungry, not only as a child, but also as an adult. And I was blessed that at my early onset of going to that school, I can be excited that I was not unhappy, not excited, but happy that I never went to school hungry, because I had committed farming parents who made sure there was excess food for me to eat the following day to go to school. However, a lot of these children are not that fortunate. So I'm asking you to help me. Help me. Help me help them. And I look forward to the day when many of you will be standing right there on the ground of the Carmel All-Age School, and that you too will be rolling up your sleeves and you will be helping in whatever way that you can. I thank you for listening to this, and I decided to move this into this segment because the promises that we make in our lives to live our lives by is so, you know, solely dependent on the assistance that we can give to other people, the dreams that we can help other people to accomplish. We can help so many people to live their dreams. It doesn't take a lot. Just $5. $5 donation can help us to feed 3 children for one morning. So if you feed 3 and somebody else feed 3 and the list goes on, before you know it, we will have enough to feed all of those children. I want to go ahead and I want to thank you in advance for supporting this cause. I want to thank you for your positive energies. I want to thank you for your prayers. And yes, I want to thank you for your donation. I also want to thank you for spreading the word. Spreading the word that we can make a difference. No matter where in the world we are, we can make a difference. All we need to do is to make the commitment. Make the commitment to make that difference. I tell you, don't hesitate to call me. The number is 203-794-6208. 203-794-6208, or email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. And visit the link gofundme.com/1G4M38. Go there and help us to make a difference.
place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know what's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for showing me,
and directing me,
hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me,
hallelujah,
and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.